This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizers Report, Ben Smith and Ann Braden in the Wade Wayback Machine. Thanks to my darling daughter, over the last year or so, before I make a long drive, whether to Texas, Arkansas, Georgia, Colorado, I make sure I've got some audiobooks handy. There's Audible, the Amazon product, and then there's Libby, the free site from our public library. I was pretty desperate as I scrolled through the nonfiction offerings on Libby before I traveled for Arkansas recently. I stumbled on a book about Ann Braden as a Southern subversive. Okay, I thought. I had some glancing contact with Skep over Acorn's early years. I'd either gotten or made a call to Ann at some point. Why not? The book presents her, as she presented herself in oral histories, as something of a small-town Southern belle. The more I listened, the more her story reminded me of my mother, raised in an even smaller Southern town, Drew, Mississippi in Sunflower County, that she was aching to leave, just as Braden wanted out of Anniston, Alabama. Once I started feeling like there was some intersections between their life stories, I realized they're about the same age, hardly 6 months difference. Her times were also my mother's times in the South. Suddenly, the book had my attention. Then when the book talked about the police raid on SCEF, the Southern Conference Educational Fund in New Orleans, where Ann and Carl Braden worked for quite a time, they mentioned that the headquarters office in New Orleans was ransacked and two lawyers were arrested in 1964 without naming them. In another twist of fate, I immediately knew that one of the lawyers for SCEF had to have been Benjamin Smith. Could it be? I was in high school in the city then, and without knowing anything about SCEF or whatever, I knew Smith was arrested for something that had to do with civil rights. And even if I mainly followed the comics and sports pages then, few in the city didn't know that Jim Garrison, the district attorney, was a rabid commie hunter. I checked after hearing this and confirmed that Ben Smith was arrested along with his associate, Bruce Walzer. I knew this would have had to have been wrong, even though it was almost 60 years ago and I was just a teenager. Smith had been one of the scoutmasters in our troop. On my way to Eagle, I'd gotten two merit badges where he was the counselor, including citizenship in the country. I knew it was a raw deal, but didn't know the details then. I found myself on Google trying to piece together the memories. Smith's practice collapsed. His obit in the Times noted he died a dozen years later at only 48 in New York City, where he headed the National Lawyers Guild, also seen by Senator Eastland, McCarthy, and the rest as a commie front. Along with William Kunstler and Arthur Kanoy, he'd been one of the lawyers for the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party in their challenge to the Mississippi delegation in that historic contest led by Sunflower County's own Fannie Lou Hamer. There's an annual Benjamin E. Smith Award given by the Louisiana ACLU since his death in 1976. Is this just another case of small world syndrome? Jim Dabrowski was the director of SCEF for years and earlier co-founder of the Highlander Center and central in civil rights and civil liberties fights. He was Braden's boss and friend. I remember being invited to a meeting at his house on Barrack Street in the French Quarter in 1976 when I was making the rounds of potential allies in order to open Acorn's office in that city. Funny how a random comment from a book selected by happenstance can end up triggering your whole personal Wayback Machine. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.